Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
So less than half the medications, including specific labeling for children, you know, so there's not, you look at the label, and I was looking at some medications earlier today for my child, and it didn't say anything about children and whether you can give it to children. So I wasn't sure if you can. So what does that even mean, off-labeling, and how do you know if a medication doesn't say it's for children if you can use it for children? My guest is Dr. Kathleen Neville. She's board certified in pediatrics, pediatric hematology and oncology, and clinical pharmacology. Welcome to the show, Dr. Neville. So tell us about off-label medications. What the AAP has made recommendations on the use of these medications, and some doctors, such as yourself, have to use medications sometimes that are that don't have labeling for children. Tell us about what this means.
That is true, and thank you, Melanie. So what off-label use means is that the FDA has not had enough evidence for the study of the drug in children to actually produce a label and formally approve the drug. I think the confusion that can come from that, and what's important for parents to know, is that off-label absolutely does not necessarily mean no evidence. And medicine and pediatrics has made some significant progress in this with the FDA and the NIH and people doing research, in that we've gone from more than 80% of drugs having no labeling to now about 50%. But there is still a lot of incomplete information about medications in children. Yet as pediatricians, we use medications in children that are quote-unquote off-label all the time. So it may be well established in practice, but there may not be enough evidence for the FDA to generate a label.
So what's a parent to do? How do we know? Obviously, we trust our pediatricians, so we have to trust you. And we say, okay, you know, this doesn't say anything on the label about its use of children, but my doctor prescribed it. A perfect example was my child had to take, well, Zantac is labeled for children, but then there's another one, Prilosec, that is not. And my two-year-old had to take it. And he said it's not labeled for children, but I think it's safe. I trusted him. What
and,
do we
you know,
do about that?
It is, here's where it's very important to have a good relationship with your pediatrician. Off-label does not mean there isn't literature out there. So often what pediatricians do is they look for the evidence. There may not be enough evidence for the FDA, but there may be evidence of a particular medication being given in children previously. And so what you can do as a parent is talk at length with your pediatrician about it. And also, you know, it's the era of information. You can get out there and look around yourself and see what are has this medicine been used and that sort of thing. I think as newer medicines come out, the FDA more and more has required companies to study them in children. So I hope, you know, as the years go on, this will become less and less, but it still is a significant issue. And I think you bring up a very good point, and it can present a quandary for parents and pediatricians, because as a pediatrician, I may know that I've used a particular drug for a long time effectively and safely in a patient, and I, you know, talk about the risks and benefits of use of the drug before I prescribe it, but it maybe off-label. So it is definitely an issue that continues to need to be tackled by regulators and the government and those who do research.
What about generic medications, Dr. Neville? Are these typically have the same label as their, you know, counterpart, more expensive typically counterpart, or are the labeling different for generic? And so then do we know that they really are basically the same and it's safe to give our child the generic version?
That's an excellent question. So for a generic to be accepted by the FDA, it has to meet certain requirements that make it similar to the original agent. But I would definitely discuss that with your pediatrician and your pediatric pharmacist before just blindly taking a generic, because there are some cases where the some of us would argue that the generic doesn't always work quite the same, and some of the chemical compounding is slightly different. And so I would say, in general, it's okay. But again, because if it is different for each drug, I would talk with your pediatrician. And
okay. And also, you mentioned a pediatric pharmacist. I myself am someone who really does like my pharmacist and calls them sometimes 2 a.m, and they're always really good and readily available. And I think that's a new role that we're seeing, is this community pharmacist can help answer some of these questions if your pediatrician happens to not be available.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think you have to find a pharmacist you're comfortable with, because not all pharmacists are equally expert in pediatrics, but as a complement to your pediatric healthcare team, your pediatrician, you know, those in your pediatrician's office, the pharmacist can be very helpful.
So when we look at medications as parents, and we're buying over-the-counter medications, so there's ones that we trust our our pediatricians, such as yourself, Dr. Neville, to prescribe. And we look, when we get it from the pharmacy, it says nothing about children, but you've told us it's safe. What about the over-the-counter now? So that there's so many different things, Claritin and all the different, as you mentioned earlier, cough and cold things, allergy, and some say they're safe for children. Some say they're not. And also, give us a little quick synopsis of some of the, not alternative, but, you know, maybe homeopathic, like Airborne, Zicam. They don't really discuss children in there, but yet they're just medication, you know, just vitamins and supplements. Are they safe for children?
So over-the-counter stuff parents should be very careful of, because they aren't, we've been talking a lot about the label. These are for prescribed medicines. Over-the-counter medicines are regulated by the FDA, but in a different manner. So there's no label, quote-unquote, the way there is for these prescribed medicines. It's not worth time to explain, but the evidence for what goes into over-the-counter medicines can be sketchy, and that's why there is not always unanimity that a given medicine works. As far as alternative medicine go, I have to say, you know, there have been no controlled trials in children showing, to my knowledge, showing that they're safe or effective. So as a pediatrician, I have to discourage their use. I would argue there aren't, for a lot of them, there aren't even a lot of great trials in adults. So they're wonderful moneymakers for the companies. But as to whether they work even in adults, I don't know. And I definitely would hesitate in children, because we don't even know for sure that they're safe.
Great advice and great information. So now in the last minute, please, Dr. Neville, just give us a wrap-up of the off-label medications, about speaking to our physicians, our pediatricians, about the medications they're prescribing for our children. Give the parents listening your best advice.
So my best advice is, off-label does not mean experimental. So if your insurance company chooses not to pay because they say something's off-label, you should fight them, because that's not right. Your pediatrician hopefully has a good understanding of the evidence behind the medications that are being prescribed. And the best way to advocate for your child is to talk to your pediatrician and have an open discussion about the risks and benefits of each medicine, and be very careful of over-the-counter cough and cold and some of these alternative medicines, because largely they are not effective and sometimes not safe.
That really is excellent information, great advice on off-label medications, and really talking to your pediatrician about what they give your children and parents. The best advice is really that you are your best advocate for your children, so speak at length with your pediatrician. They're great people. They didn't go into that business because they don't love children, so it's a really great time to use that time and talk with your pediatrician. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.